This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, did you know that RNIB works with a number of multinational companies to try and ensure that accessibility is always at the heart of what they do? One of those companies is Amazon. RNIB has a great relationship with them, and it has actually helped a number of blind and partially sighted people out recently through lockdown. Let's get more on this with Dennis Stansbury from Amazon and RNIB's own Gary Brunskill from our Technology for Life team. Good to have you both here.
Thanks, Stephen.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's start, if you don't mind, with yourself, Gary, because from RNIB's point of view, I just wanted to ask you about this partnership that RNIB and Amazon have. How did this all come about?
Going back probably 2.5 years now, we've been interacting with the UK sales and field support team. So, funny enough, it came about from an interaction that one of our team members had whilst out at a community event. So a couple of years of interactions, really. We started with that initial kind of contact. And then it was one of the members of the Amazon team got in touch with us and said we'd really like to know a bit more about the accessibility, how people with sight loss and the VI community are using devices. They are particularly, obviously, the Amazon devices. So we, myself and a few team members, we went up to one of the Amazon team meetings and did a bit of a presentation, talked through with some real life examples how people would be using the various devices. And then it spiraled from there, really. So we built a bit of a relationship. The Amazon team supported a number of our events, such as our customer engagement events, like a show and tell type of activity, you know, so bringing some devices, showing how to use them, and, you know, supporting people to make the step into using the devices for the first time or getting the best out of them. I think further to that, we did some training with our volunteer team, and then we've done some specific theme sessions, like specifically about how to access reading services or online entertainment, etc. So we developed that sort of through those real life events over a couple of years. We've also done webinars, we've done some content development, and it's been really growing. So when it came to 2020, obviously we had good dialogue, and when the country went into the initial lockdown, myself and a few of our colleagues had a chat with the Amazon team, who were very forthcoming and said, how can we help? Like, what can we do? What support can we offer to the community? So we came up with a few ideas. We triaged some of the requests because we saw a huge increase in the types of inquiries that the team were receiving. So if we had the triage option to fire over some of the more complex queries or some of the queries which were specific to the Amazon devices over to that team. So chaps at Amazon, they were on call for us if we needed it, which was fantastic to know that we had that backup with that support line. And further to that, we developed a project, which I think was the main thrust of our work in the lockdown, was around ourselves, RNIB, and a number of other sight loss organisations who, well, we worked with Amazon to distribute 1,000 Fire tablet devices to blind and partially sighted people to make sure that they could stay connected, be online, and make sure that they could access the services they needed.
So, you know, a lot obviously in there in the relationship between RNIB and Amazon, which is absolutely brilliant. Today, we're going to focus in specifically on these Fire tablet devices were donated. And Dennis Stansbury, if I can bring you in on this, because, you know, a lot of people might be wondering what we can do as blind people with something like an Amazon Fire tablet. And maybe we want to start off by maybe even going a bit further back than that. What is an Amazon Fire tablet?
Yeah, so a Fire tablet is just a device, actually, like a normal tablet that we produced. And so, you know, we're really excited to be able to partner on this. You know, it's been quite a trying year, right? And, you know, everything has kind of been turned upside down, as your guys' campaign kind of tried to bring awareness to. And so, you know, during all this, you know, being independent is just incredibly important to everyone, as I know it is to me. And so we think these devices can help people stay connected and keep in touch with the outside world. You know, staying connected in all this is essential, especially as many of us are spending more time at home. So these devices have things like Alexa calling, Skype, making it easier to make calls and chats. You can also use the Fire tablets for music, radio, Audible, which is one of my favorite. I'm a big audiobook fan. And reading via Alexa, such as documents or accessing free online books. But beyond that, you know, there's even things such as smart home controls that are useful for heating and lighting. Lighting might not have been the first thing I thought of, but, you know, we often receive anecdotes from blind and partially sighted people who actually use Philip Hue's bulbs and other things to symbolize when someone's at home. And so again, there's a number of accessibility in for these devices with having Alexa built in.
Now, what about accessibility, Dennis? What kind of accessibility features are inside an Amazon Fire tablet?
Yeah, so, you know, there's actually the Dolphin Easy Reader, and it allows customers to access thousands of books. The app is great for those people with dyslexia, low vision, blindness. Customers can make the print as big, or there's other accessibility features kind of built in. There's also a screen reader called Voice View, screen magnifier, color inversion, color correction. So a number of different things to help make accessibility easier for anyone.
Gary Brunsko, let me bring you back in on this because, you know, it's interesting hearing Dennis talk about the capabilities of something like a Fire tablet, all of the wonderful things you can do, connecting with family and friends, using apps to read, all of that. You know, is that the kind of feedback you're getting from people, the benefits of these tablets? That's how they're benefiting blind and partially sighted people in particular?
Yeah, absolutely, Stephen. I mean, the feedback we get is, well, you're spot on. Connecting with people, whether that's family, friends, or community-based platforms such as social media or Zoom or using apps such as like the Nextdoor app. We got a lot of interest and inquiries around sort of those community-based apps this year during lockdown, but also accessing information. So you want to ask a question and be able to get the answer. So it is about accessing information in an accessible manner. So that includes health information and a whole raft of services that have all moved online now, even as, you know, everyday activities like how to shop online, how to book health appointments online, etc. And tips as well, which came into the theme about fun things to do. So things to keep entertained, how to keep fit. So various apps and skills that would allow you to stay fit and get up off the sofa during lockdown, which made me smile a lot as well.
Exactly, fun. I mean, that's the key point. I mean, you know, it's oftentimes when we talk about technology for blind people, it's always very well, you know, you can read your books and you can, you know, listen to Radio 4 and you can do all, and it's all very serious. And actually, some of us just want to have some fun, right? You know, play some games, you know, interact with the world around us. Social media can be fun, all that stuff. So yeah, you're absolutely right. It's important that we kind of are able to take part in all of that. And the Amazon Fire tablet very much offers that. And just a quick note, we've got you here, Dennis. Let's talk a little bit just briefly about the other products in the range. You know, Amazon Fire TV, those other products such as obviously the Amazon Echoes and all the rest, they are all fully accessible as well. They all contain the voice view. So no matter which one you buy with an Amazon brand, it's going to have accessibility at its heart as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, on Amazon, we think voice is a great way to interact with technology. It's very natural. It has a lot of ease to it. And so, again, we work to build that into as many products as we can to allow customers to be able to interact with technology just using their voice. And so there's a range of Fire TV devices that actually have this, as well as text readers on them. And then again, even a lot of our devices, such as the Echo Show, while it may have a screen and it can come in three different sizes, it actually has a number of accessibility features built in and is designed to be voice first so that all the interactions can just be voice friendly. As well as that, so there's information on the screen, but you never rely on it, and it's always can be a voice-forward experience.
Brilliant. Well, of course, you can find out more about all those products at amazon.co.uk. You can find out about our relationship with Amazon here at RNIB by going to rnib.org.uk. Dennis Stansbury from Amazon and Gary Brunskill from RNIB, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.